Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. I want to make sure y'all can see me good. I don't know. Lately, I've been feeling like the clarity has not been that clear. What's going on, everybody? Can you guys hear me? Can you see me? Do we look okay? All right, cool. I feel like I'm looking down. Let me see. Okay, can you see me? All right, perfect. All right, so how do we sound? If we sound good and you guys can hear me and I'm not echoing, what I need you to do is drop some mics in the motherfucking comments. Y'all got a microphone, drop it in the comments. I think we're going to change the name too. Microphone check. All right, y'all can hear me. All right, so cool. So listen, we're going to get into some things today. I have to be honest with you guys. I had actually stopped watching Wendy Williams for a while, but we'll get into that in a second. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello, okay? Welcome to the chat. All right, so we're going to be talking about Wendy Williams, Wendy Williams and Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and some other topics if we get down to it, if time allows us to, okay? But the first thing I want to get into is Wendy Williams throwing major shade at Nicki Minaj. Now, if you know me, then you know that these are my two favorite celebrities, and I hate that they are even, you know, at odds with one another. I hate that they, you know, are not friends. And I hate that Wendy Williams doesn't like Nicki Minaj. I don't really know where it stemmed from, but Wendy Williams throws a lot of shade at Nicki Minaj. I want to let you guys listen to this clip where Wendy Williams threw so much shade at Nicki Minaj because of, you know, Kenneth Petty and, you know, Nicki Minaj's recent wedding vows. And we'll get to all of that. I'll give you my opinion and thought on that after I play you guys this audio clip. So let me see if I can pull this clip up so you guys can hear exactly what was said. About 2 minutes long. Wow. Okay, did y'all hear that shade? Here's my thing when it comes to Wendy. You know, I like Wendy, but I'm really starting to kind of get over her because it's almost like, Wendy, don't come for her because you've made friends with everybody else. You made friends with Cardi B. You made friends with Remy Ma. You made friends with the Kardashians now. You made friends with all these celebrities. Like I told you guys this before, though, I already told you that the only person that Wendy Williams is going to be able to come for now, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, because I'm never going to give her the time of day. I'm kind of over her because Wendy Williams, I haven't even really been watching Wendy Williams because she's been going soft and she's been being very biased and being very and it's not shady, like good for the show shady, like not really telling and really and kind of like picking sides. Like, I don't like that. You're supposed to be a straight shooter. Just be a straight shooter. Can you guys hear me? Are we good? All right. I'm just want to make sure, you know, I'm still testing this mic thing out. So anyway, so she brings up Nicki Minaj's brother, which I thought was completely tasteless. Like, her brother had what's going on with her brother has nothing to do with her. It wasn't like she was there. That was her brother. I don't even really like to get into business like that. However, I feel as though with that situation, that should not be attached to Nicki Minaj. He's a grown man. Let him. He did what he did. That's something that he has to deal with. That has nothing to do with her. Why are people attaching that to her? Now, as far as her relationship with Kenneth Petty, I'm not a person who really likes to get into Nicki Minaj's relationship. If I want to keep it 100 with you, do I necessarily like that she's with him? Do I think that they should be together? No. And hear me out. The reason why I'm not here for it is not because of his past, because I don't really know what the true facts are. Speak with the ex-girlfriend, and I did see the pictures and the text messages and things like that pertaining to the situation and him allegedly saying that he was trying to get money. He's just trying to secure his bag, which could kind of make a little bit of sense when it sounds like Nicki, when she has said that he's the one that's kind of really pushing the whole marriage, because Nicki, it feels like to me Nicki Minaj is like, all right, I want to see if I really want to be with you. You know what I mean? I don't want to just run out and get married, because the little marriage license thing has expired numerous times. She is not running down the aisle. And that's what I'm saying. I don't even believe that necessarily they're really married until I see a ring, until I see some court papers. Like, I don't really know if I feel like they're legitimately married. I haven't done the research on it because that part of her life I really don't care about. But going back to Kenneth Petty, I just felt like Nicki Minaj is such a star, such a queen, and such a public figure. Thank you. She's such a public figure. I personally feel like, honestly, I think that she could have done a little bit better. And here's the thing. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she made some valid points. I feel like a lot of times successful black women, it's almost like they always have to settle, you know, and I know some black women in my personal life who has always been the breadwinners and always doing, you know, being the bigger boss and just really having all the money. And then they settle for these low life loser men. And it's almost kind of like, well, people expect black women to go ahead and do that because, you know, stay with the black man, give him a chance. However, when these black men, they get their money, they get their claim to fame, they go get them a racially ambiguous woman, they go get them a Latina woman, they go get them a white woman, they go get them everything but a brown skinned woman, you know, or, you know, and so I kind of feel as though I would like to see some of our black women with power and money say, you know what, no, I'm going to be picky, I'm going to be choosy, I'm going to go get me a rich nigga, for real, I'm going to go get me somebody that can meet me where I'm at. That's the only reason why I'm kind of really not here for the Kenneth Petty of it all, but I don't really know, so I can't really tell, you know, I can't be the one, that's why I don't like to really get into it personally, because I'm like, I wouldn't want to see her with someone like that. I feel like she should be with like a boss. I feel like she's like her stardom and her star is on the levels of like Beyonce and Kim Kardashian and Rihanna's. And you see, they all have like billionaires and rich men and men that are powerful, men that with businesses and companies, and you know, they have ownership. They're really bosses. They're making their mark on the world. So I personally would like to see that with Nikki. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Let's get it going. And that's just my. However, as far as Wendy Williams, well, girl, I mean, you know, these are my two favorite celebrities, so it's really, really hard because they don't like each other. But it's like, Wendy, you've had issues with your husband. Don't take your issues out on Nicki Minaj, because your husband is trash. He's had a whole baby on you. Your husband has been known to, you know, do criminal things in the past. So it's just kind of like, why are you coming for Nicki Minaj's body? Why are you coming for the way that she's built? Why are you tearing her down in this sense when, you know, you don't have the most flattering body either? And neither does Cardi B, neither does Kim Kardashian, neither does all these other women that you're championing, Remy Ma. But I do realize you're friends with Remy Ma, you're friends with Cardi B, so you don't like Nicki Minaj. Until you can, and it sounds like Wendy Williams probably tried to reach out to Nicki Minaj at one point and be cool with her, but Nicki Minaj probably didn't respond, and Nicki Minaj won't come on our show. Here's the thing, you got to understand that this is what I noticed about some of these women that do this like celebrity news, celebrity gossip stuff. You know, they like you until you come on their show, but once you decide you're never coming on their show again, then they start dragging you, calling you out of your name. Then they just start saying the most nasty and mean things about you because you won't come on their platform. I know a few women like that, particularly Wendy Williams. Though I don't like that about her, that she does do that when people won't come on her show anymore. So, Wendy, you're kind of trash for that. Nikki, best of luck in your relationship with Kenneth Petty. Like I said, I really like Nikki for the music. If he is inspiring her musically, if he's inspiring her to be a better artist, sure. Do I think that she's going to have kids? Do I think that she's kind of settling just because she does want to have that family? Yes. And I feel like Nicki Minaj was tired of being bullied in the industry by men. So I feel as though he gives her some type of security. He gives her some type of protection. And so I feel as though that's a lot of the reason why she's with him. So good luck with everything, Nikki and Kenneth. It is what it is. I'm not really here for it one way or another. I think that she could do a little bit better. I mean, I think I would like to see. I think she deserves something a little bit bigger. But who are me to judge and say who she should be with? Shout out to my girl, Daytime Tea Time in the building. Hey, Queen. Yes, Wendy was definitely tripping off that. It was very, very, it was very, 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 very nasty, and it was very shady. All right, so let's move on from that. All right, let's move on from that. Another one we're going to talk about is Cardi B. Okay, so you guys know what happened with the statement where Cardi B basically was saying that she was the reason why a lot of female rappers were getting signed today. So the internet killed her over it, okay? So the internet was not feeling her. They were not feeling that statement that Cardi B made. They were not feeling – a lot of people don't respect Cardi B as an artist. However, she took to her – Twitter, and she basically to dispel some of the things that were being said. Let me see what we got here. Let me see, where's it at? All right. I didn't say I paved the way for female rappers, but I definitely gave the hood and women hope. wasn't collabing with female rappers. Labels were signing female rappers and putting them in a shelf and not focusing on them, not giving them proper attention. And so a lot of people were going in, and there's a series of tweets that that here on the right side of the screen where she was just kind of going back and forth with people that were basically trying to say that she basically that she wasn't that girl like that. You know what I mean? And she said, and yeah, you can't deny, y'all can't deny it as much as y'all want. Say I'm crazy or shut the F up. But how many female rappers before me were getting chances to get pushed? They wasn't. Believe, and now they are. And for the slow ones, again, ain't many female rappers want to rap because it's just been rapping. It's just been having talent. But music industry wasn't believing and itting on female rappers. And that's big Bentley fact. All right, and like I said to you in my last video, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with Cardi B. I feel as though a lot of people have been signed with because of Cardi B and because the bar has been completely lowered and because of Instagram. We are now at a place where all you have to do is have a following, have some man that supports you, and have a look, some type of sex appeal that can push you through to the masses and you can get through. And if you can speak Spanish or be racially ambiguous but still relate to a hip-hop audience and be able to cross over to a mainstream, which is white audience, and a Hispanic audience, then you're on fire. And then you could be young. So you see what I'm saying? So that's what that is. Hello, Health with Keisha. I've never seen you in a chat before, but what's going on? Okay, so that's what that is to me. And so I'm not going to discredit Cardi B and say that she is not the reason why, but we have to understand why she's the reason why. Okay? A lot of people were inspired by her. A lot of people were thinking to themselves like, well, wait a minute. If this hoe can do it, so can I. What am I doing sitting here? I'm in a strip club. I mean, you got to think about it. That's inspiring as hell. You got this chick that can barely rap. She can barely formulate a clear sentence. All she is she's goofy. She's not even the cutest thing. You know what I mean? Like her being Latino or light skin, she's not like this exotic beauty. She's just high yellow to really just keep it a stack. She wasn't the greatest dancer, but for some reason, she was able to gain an audience on social media, and she was raunchy and quirky and all of these things. So individuals were like, hey, listen, we want to pick that up, and it sold. And so there's a lot of women out here like, okay, well, if that's the case, I really can rap. And if I can guard, and I got followers, so let me see what I can do. And I ain't mad. I'm not mad at that because that's exactly what happened. And ever since then, every artist has been trying. Let me tell you something. The female rapper right now is so popular that everybody wants to get their hands on the next female rapper. They wanted to do it when Nicki Minaj was out, but it was just the bar was so high that many female rappers could not compete. She was just demolishing them as soon as they came out. But then once the Cardi B era came, the social media era came, a little bit of Cardi B's success came because people wanted to see the demise of Nicki Minaj. I know what that looks like. You know what I mean? That's how people are. People are very, 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 very slow. What people will do is they'll see a person that's very, very successful. You know what I mean? And I feel like I could relate to this to a certain degree. Like as I feel like I try to climb in life in certain aspects of my life. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you can relate to this as well. When you're doing good and you're confident in what you're doing and you're moving and you're progressing and you're a no nonsense kind of individual, people will literally, you know, they admire you, they want to be like you, but at the same time, they envy you. So at the mere thought of somebody being able to be remotely competition to you or remotely be someone that could possibly be better than you, that person is going to immediately be uplifted because they are, you know, celebrating the underdog. It was kind of like that whole, even though, I mean, I've done it before too, but it was because I genuinely do like her better, but it was kind of like, you remember Kelly Rowland in Destiny's Child? We always liked Kelly Rowland better. Everybody liked Kelly Rowland better in their minds. You know, everybody would be like, I think Kelly is better. Everybody, we never really big Michelle up, but we were always tired of Beyonce being the main one, and we would, anytime Kelly Rowland would do something, we would be so here for Kelly Rowland, but it just never really went anywhere. Because we just wanted somebody to be able to just be uplifted, you know, past Beyonce. So whenever Kelly Rowland had a moment, we hyper celebrated that moment. And so that's what happens to Nicki Minaj. And that's what happened even when Remy Ma won the BET award at the for Best Female Hip Hop Artist. The whole crowd went crazy, but that's because Nicki Minaj had been winning that award for 9 to 10 years straight. So people are so jealous and so envious of other people that are successful, they get tired and they want to see somebody else come in. So a lot of Cardi B's success also came from the fact that people were tired of seeing Nicki win. Oh, yeah, and LaToya Luckett, too. I like LaToya Luckett, too, until she just kind of fell off. She just kind of fell off to me at one point, though. Mokana said it's whole season. Yes. Okay. I'm just seeing what we got going on in here. Thank you guys all for coming into the chat. Make sure you guys like, share, and if you guys haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. Okay. There's no better way to support your favorite content creator other than subscribing. Now you watch this. Now Cardi B is here. Now a lot of people. See, and I told you guys this last year. You guys may not have remembered when Cardi B got that Grammy. I said, now that Cardi B has that Grammy Award, or even if she got that Grammy Award, people are going to start to flip on her. And the people are starting to flip on her because she has done everything at this point. She's got the number one. She's got the Grammy. So at this point, they can try to say that she's bigger than Nicki Minaj and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right now, you notice people are now trying to push Megan Thee Stallion. They're trying to force Megan Thee Stallion and any other female other than Cardi B because now a lot of people are jealous of Cardi B's success. You know, people like you until you become competition to them or until you surpass them. Let's be very clear. And this is not just rappers. This can go for your personal life as well. Be mindful of that. In my opinion, I think that's a lot of reason why Megan Thee Stallion is getting so much push now because people are like, all right, we want the underdog Megan to have because Cardi B has maxed. But unfortunately, if Megan Thee Stallion gets all the way up there, people are going to flip on her. We as a people, and I don't know. I think this is like maybe an urban hip hop culture thing. I don't, especially with women, and just the entertainment business in general. If you ask me, to a certain degree, but especially with music and female rappers, we as a people like to build you up, just to break you down. Like, we build. Then a person gets up there, and then all of a sudden, oh, they're cocky. They're arrogant. They're this. I don't like them. They need to be humble. This, that. It's like, girl, get over yourself and shut up and stop whining. Do something with your life and get over it. Okay? Nobody cares about that. Don't tear me down. But that's how people are. That's the community and that's the world that we live in. These people have built Cardi B all the way up, and now everybody's trying to tear her down. But it was all good when she was coming through and, you know, killing Nicki Minaj. So now we want to discredit Cardi B. Don't discredit her now. Y'all gave it a number one. Y'all gave it a Grammy. Y'all was happy for this, happy for that. Let's just keep it the way it's at. Y'all gave her this power. Oh, they said the mic keep going out. See, I might have to take this one back. See, this is why I'm testing it out like that. Oh, they said, okay. Hold on. Luckily, we got, we're going to do this. All right. We're going to do this one. Mic check. Can you hear me? All right, because I dropped this one the other day, so maybe that's the issue. All right. I might have to get me a better mic next time. Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right, cool. All right, so that's pretty much what's been going on with this whole situation. And so that's kind of how I feel about this Nicki Cardi whole thing. So let's get into some things. All right, so we're going to take some callers. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, 4589, you're live on the air. What's going on? Hello? Let's see. All right. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Hello, I'm on.
Yes.
You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, what I call it in reference of Nicki Minaj, I don't like how they only keep on tearing her down. I don't like it.
Okay.
First was that DJ Adamike. I can't pronounce his name properly. Then of all people, Wendy Williams. Oh, Lord, only leave the woman alone. She minding her own business.
Right.
Wendy
right.
Williams have a lot. She have a lot of problem.
Right.
Her problem was that Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj not get married. She trying to come in the world. You know what
right.
I mean? Give advice towards her to the public.
Right.
Be a role model and giving advice. Not talking silliness.
Right.
About her husband. Stop. It's a song in professional.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And she's still paying them no mind.
Right.
You see the way how she chose to marry?
Clearly.
By herself. Eh?
Yes.
She's scared now of the public. If you're reading through the line, she's scared.
Right.
Okay. You understand where I'm coming from? The woman's scared.
Yes.
Yeah,
you said she's scared of the public. Why do you think that Wendy Williams is scared of the public?
No, I'm talking about Nicki Minaj. She's scared.
Oh, why is she scared?
I mean to say she afraid people, you know. But where, how did it be bringing her down? Every time she tried to do things, it's just they're just pulling her down. They're giving her
right.
the respect. You know, man, they're giving her the respect.
All right. Thank you, caller. I love you
yes.
so much.
Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Bye. I like her. All right. So 347-7905. What's going on? Hello? Come on, y'all got to be ready. Y'all can't hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is the thing, right? You made the video about the Cardi B making a pathway, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is how I feel about it. Really, I feel like Cardi B really was never into making music in the first place. She
mm-hmm.
used it as a way to get to fame and other stuff she wanted. Look at now. Is Cardi B making any music?
No. And you know what? Thank you for bringing that up because we were just talking. I was just talking about that with someone yesterday. Like, she's going to be in the new Fast and the Furious movie. She's not even making music. Cardi B caught a lick. I don't know if you guys remember when she was first coming up.
She
went
was
on an
making
interview
music
with Angie Martinez, and when she first got her deal, she was like looking like I caught a lick, and that's when the song even came out. So she knew this was like this is her money bag, and she Cardi B doesn't plan on being here forever, and that's a whole separate video that I'll probably do. But you're right. I don't think that Cardi B even cares about the artistry of rap and music. It's just something, it's a bag to her. And so at this point, she's using her celebrity and her popularity and her name to get all the bags she can until it's over.
And second thing, I really hate when people compare Nicki and Cardi B because Nicki got more fans than Cardi B, and that's on period.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki got 85 million. And people, here's the thing. Nicki, it's not that people were tired of her. It's that people wanted new artists to come in and just, you know, show what they got. But Nicki was like, no, I'm just going to keep on doing my work. And she kept on doing it. Nicki actually loves music compared to Cardi, who don't. Cardi just cares about the money, not the music. And she has not made any pass for any artist, is my opinion, because, like, on the video you made, you said Asian Dolls, City Girls. City Girls were our independent people. They made their fame out of their own song, Act Up.
Mm-hmm.
Asian Doll has been famous since before all that.
Well, the
so
City Girls,
like,
I think I think the City Girls, I don't think Act Up did it. I think the City Girls got signed to Quality Control. They had that song with they used that Kaya beat. I forgot the name of that song. I really wasn't here for them then. I didn't get with them until they was doing I forget what song I got attached to them on, but I think the City Girls' real claim to fame was when they was on the In My Feelings with Drake.
Yes, that also, and that was also before Cardi B. So really, Cardi B did not really help them. You know, they just,
right.
In fact, I helped Cardi B because they was more famous before Cardi B came out and Cardi B made a song with them. I think they helped Cardi B.
I don't think the City Girls was out before Cardi B.
All the Dolls, they all came out before Cardi B.
I have to disagree there, Carla. I have to disagree there, Carla, because the City Girls was not out before Cardi B. I think that Cardi B was out before the City Girls. Maybe the City Girls was making music, but they were not out. Cardi B has paved the way for a lot of what this type of music is now. Because let's just keep it a stat. The only girl that's really rapping like that in this new generation of rappers is Megan Thee Stallion. all these other female rappers that are out right now, they're not really rappers. Megan Thee Stallion is the only one that's a real rapper that like can literally compete or even kind of be on the same song as Nicki Minaj. Everyone else is just kind of like a girl that raps, but they're not really a bar spitting female MC. They're not writing raps. They're a cute girl with a nice waist, big boobs, nice booty, probably blonde hair, blue hair, a stripper aesthetic, and they have a following on Instagram. That's what's out now. Hello? Okay. So I think we lost her.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Call back, caller. Sorry, I thought we lost you. I see y'all talking about, here's the thing. I see y'all talking about these rhapsodies. And if you listen, this is what y'all really have to stop doing. And see, this is when the real truth come out. The female rapper identity has changed. Yes, okay, everybody is not listening to Rhapsody. Yes, she has talent, but nobody wants to listen to Rhapsody. Nobody's turning up to Rhapsody. Nobody wants to look like Rhapsody. Nobody wants to dress like Rhapsody. Whether she's beautiful or not, all people are beautiful. However, the aesthetic is not selling. Y'all have to really be real. Sex is selling. We don't want to see a woman dressed up like a man. We want to see a feminine, sexy female. We don't want to see a tomboy rapping like a boy. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. We don't. Now, I don't care who gets offended. We want to see women. Women. Soft, sexy, feminine women. We don't want to see women that are dressed like men. Y'all have to stop that. I'm going to do a video on that. Cash all. I just got back in my bag. Keep it locked. I'm finna do some short little clips on these girls. I'm gonna do the what's really going on with Cardi B. I'm gonna do why Cash Doll Whenever Happened Part 3. I'm gonna make this a series. Okay, but y'all have to really stop this and stop pretending that we give a damn about Rhapsody and all these other women that rap hard or rap super technically and they don't look like nothing but tomboys. Yes, Rhapsody is beautiful. Yes, Rhapsody is smart. Yes, she's all of these things, la, 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 but you're not listening to her damn music. Let's just keep it a stack. You're not. You're listening to Cardi, you real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. That's what y'all listening to. Y'all want to see somebody up there twerking and throwing ass in a tube top and a bikini and booty shorts and spandex. Okay, that's what y'all want to see. Okay. We're going to get into some things. I'm sorry. Y'all just got me turned up. Y'all got me turned up because y'all are trying it right now. Y'all really trying me. Y'all really trying it. 347-7905. You're live on the air. Sweetie is trash. Okay, so y'all want to do a whole female rap compilation? Because that could be the next live. We can go in, bitch. We can go. Y'all can send me a list of the female rappers y'all want me to talk about, and we can go in on. I can literally break them down, and we'll do that. Send me a list. Whoever want me to do that, I think I might poll it up. and I'll do a breakdown on them. I'll do a listen and do a breakdown. Okay, y'all playing today. I'm gonna come on 347. Oh no, you just called in. I'm not taking you right now. 916-4166.
Hey, Armand, I'm back. Okay, so this is what I gotta say. Now, don't get mad because we gotta agree to disagree, and
okay.
You know I love your show. But what I have to say about Nicki Minaj, me, I'm not a fan of her, never been. But I do not know her personally, so she could be a cool person. But as far as her with this man in her life, I mean, if that makes her happy, what so be it. But she still got to be careful, and this is why. Because if this man could go leave that other woman just because she got money, shouldn't she be looking at that? Because what if she didn't have that money? Then he'll be probably cheating on her. So she really needs to really stabilize what's his character. No matter what she knew him from back when, whatever the case could be, she needs to know what's his character. And then, like you said, she do need somebody who's more on her level. I understand when you get people that's like from the hood or back home or whatever, it still make you feel a little grounded, I suppose. But and yeah, he do deserve a second chance. But then you got to look at his whole list of what he did. Is he going to be really cool around the kids? Is there another time when he might snap?
Oh.
You feel me?
But I mean, what if it's one of his kids, though? Maybe not.
I mean, wait, hold on. Does he have kids already?
No,
what
if they have kids together? No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I agree with you because I agree specifically because I feel like black women. Nicki Minaj is one of the most powerful black women in the country, one of the most influential black women in the country. And I feel as though a lot of black women, and I know from personal experience that from black women that I know, that they are the breadwinners of a household. They are the leader of a household. However, they end up going with a secondary type of man. And it's like, why should you settle? These black men don't.
When they do settle,
they go get a white woman that don't have to work. They go get an Asian woman that don't have to work. So I feel like black women should do the same thing if that's the case. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, why should a black woman have to go and get a man like that is beneath her in a sense? You know, it's no shade.
That's how I see it. I mean, like, is he consciously? I mean, is she just, because then if she didn't have all that money, would she be put in the category, oh, that's just my baby daddy, baby mama, he'll probably treat her like that, whether they're married or not? I mean, think about it. And then she calls herself a queen, then she needs to make sure that he's doing kingly things. I mean, because people really misterm that word. They be like, oh, I'm a queen, but all you see is twerk. What you the queen of twerking, or what you the queen of what? See, me, I'm very spiritual. When it comes to me, I say my lower self is a queen and my higher self is more than a goddess. So there's a point of respect. And I know I'm not going to settle for just anything. So, yeah, she needs to step her bar up, or he needs to step his shit up, because she's a competition. Because if not, he'd have been intimidated by her if they were not, you know, if she was just a normal working woman, not in her position. Well, he should be intimidated by her now, because really she's up there. And where is he?
Right.
I mean, what you got to think about that?
I think that that's lit, and I think that all the members in the motherfucking chat should hit the wine glass for that. Drop some wine. I want every member in this chat to hit the wine glass for that. Please, hit that wine
for
glass.
For real.
Hit that members-only wine glass that we got in that chat. I want to see the whole members-only flooded with the members-only wine glass. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Tell them North Cali status.
Thanks, caller.
All right, money. All right, bye.
Yes. Hit the wine glass. Is that motherfucker cracked? Look like it's cracked. Not that one, stupid. Not really call y'all stupid, y'all know what I mean. The cracked one. All right, y'all. So let's get into some things. Period, Paul. All right. 870-7778. You're live on the air. Come on, you got to be ready. We can't be having all this momentum and y'all not ready. Come on. Be ready and turn me down in the back. 352-9886, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand, how are you?
I'm overly exceptional. How are you?
You are. I'm doing much better now. So I kind of want to talk about this Cardi B thing.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Now, I'm extremely bothered by it, but at the same time, I understand where she's coming from. But what she doesn't realize, it's kind of like an insult to herself, because to me, she very much lowered the bar. But like you said, I don't think a lot of artists don't realize by mimicking Nicki Minaj and thinking they're doing what she did, they're going to recreate her success. They're just not. Especially these talentless ones, or these ones that are just basically exploiting the industry, like just using what, you know, what they think Nicki did to make themselves famous. Sometimes I really feel like Cardi B and 6ix9ine were like plants in the industry, because I just don't understand.
Cardi B and 6ix9ine are the same. But keep going, Carla.
Yes, exactly, the same. And it really scares you, like, that's all it takes to get famous? That's it? That's all we need? That's scary. But they don't realize Nicki Minaj will always have something that none of them have. And her, the way she did it, it was just perfect timing. The industry needed her. There will never, ever be another Nicki. And she intimidated a lot of people. This goes for men, too, in the industry. And I feel like that's why a lot of people, they like to say stuff about her, because there's so much jealousy, because a lot of men can't even stand up next to Nicki. I mean, we talk about she needs to be with a man that's on her level, but there just aren't any. I'm sorry. Like, I can't really think of many men that can stand next to her. And we're like, all right, we can accept that.
I was trying to think, like, what rapper could I see her with, or what man could I see her with? However, I did like when she was with Lewis Hamilton. However, I was like, Lewis Hamilton is too pretty and too soft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj needs a man, because Nicki Minaj is like a girl's girl. Don't get her twisted. Like, she hangs out with the gays, but she is a black girl. And what I mean by being a black girl, I know how black girls think. Black girls like that are like, you know what? I want my man to be a man. He can't be better, look better than me. He can't be in the mirror. When I'm in the mirror, I am the hot topic.
Yeah.
I am the discussion. You know what I mean? My man might not even be that cute. Don't even look at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm everything. You know, Nicki Minaj is not the kind of woman that can date a pretty boy. Never.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton was too pretty, although he was worth way more money than her. You know what I mean? I was trying to think who would have been next in line. You know what I mean? And so that's why I liked the Nas situation with her.
Yeah,
because
I did
Nas
like that too.
Ended, like, he was a boss nigga. Like, he got a lot of respect. Only thing I didn't like about the Nas situation is that Nas already had kids. If Nas didn't have kids, I felt like it probably would have been iconic.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I just want to say one more thing. On the topic of how people constantly want to compare her to rappers like Rapsody, as you were mentioning, I feel like what Rapsody is doing, a lot of other female rappers that want to come off tough and stuff, and even though they are lyrical, I think we've seen that before. I feel like that's already been done. Hello, are you still there?
When you're a bad bitch, you can grab two. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry. So what I'm saying is, the thing about Nicki, what she represented was femininity, and how us women, we can be sexy, we can be intelligent, we can be a boss, and we don't have to dress down and try to be one of the guys. We can be bigger than the guys, you know what I mean? I feel like trying to fit in and be another one of the guys, sometimes women, we play ourselves down, and Nikki never did that. She plays
right.
herself up. She knows she's the hottest thing, and I love what that represents. You know, nothing against those type of rappers, but us women, we get our power sometimes from our sexuality, period. You know, so yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. And I love you, Armand. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
All right, I love you too. And let me know in the chat, guys, if it starts cutting out somewhere. I'm testing this out. This shit might be going back. All right, I love you, boo. Thanks for watching. And make sure, if you haven't done so, please subscribe. All right. Let's get into some things. Okay. Shout out to the new members. We got some new members here. Thank you, guys. And you guys will get exclusive members-only meetings. And, you know, we get into some things there where only members can chat. And sometimes the lives are private only for members. And I want you guys to look out for our Patreon. I'm working on some content that we can deliver there for our Patreon as well. So stay tuned for that. Also, on the Armand Wiggins Show, I know some YouTubers that are looking for, you know, some quick advice, some quick kick stuff. If you guys want to learn, like, small bits of information about growing your channel or being on YouTube, you can book a session with me on my website at thearmandwiggins.com. Also, we do spiritual tarot readings and things like that. So if you guys are interested in stuff like that, it's all on thearmandwiggins.com. All right, so I just want to plug that real quick. And let's take another caller. Now, y'all know we're not going to be on here that long. Shout out to 1,300 people in the chat today getting into some things. If you guarantee your call be picked up, please super chat your last four. And if any of my moderators or anybody, if it's going in and out, let me know. All right, 347-3884, you're live on the air. So this 347 number, I'm not answering your phone to call again. 313-8714, you're live on the air.
Yes, I would just like to say that I like Cash Doll from Detroit.
Go ahead.
That because, yes, you know who I am, and that you always give her a bad rap, and that you just say that you're going to make a part three of why that she would never happen. And I would like to know that because from, like, last year when I called into your show and you was clowning her, it was before the new year in December when you was doing your little congratulations or whatever for making your 1,000 or whatnot. And you said that she would never happen. Now, she just came out with her new album. Now, why is you still trashing her and that she's out here doing this? She write her own raps. She's beautiful. She use her sex appeal that she is. Or whatnot, and you still hating on her. So I would just like to know your perspective on it.
Okay, no problem. I'll give you a quick reason why. Okay, because this is a tweet directly from Cash Doll. I see so many people like, did Cash Doll flop? How's her album? Is it good? LOL, go check the charts. Or go give me a listen. Stop trying to dislike me for no reason. I'm cool as shit and I make fire music. If your music was hot, you wouldn't have to tweet that on your own behalf. Nobody is listening to Cash Doll. Period.
No, people are listening to Cash Doll. You're not listening
to
Cash Doll, but
Cash Doll.
Fans is out here. No, she got millions of fans out here. And you just hating on her because she's black or whatever, dark skin, and that's the whole problem with the female raps out here is that people always are discrediting female rappers that are dark skin, and people like you, a bar.
Recite me a Cash Doll verse right now. Go. Cash Doll verse, period. You taking way too long.
Dog ass niggas hating that.
That's not even
enough.
Bye.
That's That's Kitten. That's on Kitten album. That's Kitten song on her album.
Okay. Name the verse.
Name the verse?
I mean, well, do me a verse. You listen to Cash Doll. Give me a spit me a verse.
All right.
Bye,
ain't
people.
No
have
me
nice
as
day.
Bitch that he...
You got to come back when you got that Cash Doll verse. You ain't listen to a song. You talk about Kitten. Name something new. Get out of here. Cash Doll is not going to happen. Start listening to her music. Next caller. I love you, Rico. You can call in again, though, boo. You just wasn't ready today. 347-3132, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, my love. How am I? So, thank you. I'm calling. So, very quickly, Cash Doll, just very short, she's a great rapper. It's just that, like, she,
this
for
is
me,
not about Cash Doll. Let's move on from Cash Doll.
I know
Doll.
It's not, but the conversation got so, all right, so with her album, Costa Rota, she's making a music video, which I'm pretty sure she already shot it. And it does look completely inappropriate, like with the dildos in the classroom. Like, she's a woman. Like, she has a lot of potential. So for her to make a music video like that really made me, ugh.
Thank you.
The other half, can you please give me, I wasn't able to listen to what Wendy said about Nikki. Is there a way, like, you could give me the tea?
Okay, yeah. So let me, okay. So I'm going to replay what Wendy said about Nikki, and then we'll be back. So call back in, and I'm going to play it right now for you, okay, so you can hear it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So for the people that missed it, this is what Wendy Williams said about Nicki Minaj.
Naysayers who say, why did you marry this guy, Kenneth Petty? So she's Nicki Minaj Petty. Well, she announced the news on her Instagram last night by showing Mr. and Mrs. Love and the bride and groom hat. So we are to assume she married. But I understand why she married him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's known by all the world at this particular point in her life. She's the biggest thing going. And sometimes when the biggest thing going, you want to have a safety blanket, a comfort zone, and that would be somebody that you grew up with. You know, he wasn't your boyfriend back then. Maybe he just had rock fights and stuff. You know how we get started, girls. I used to love to have rock fights with the boys. Because although I'm not a tomboy, I used to like to hang around with the boys. That's how you get to know the boys, you know. Well, maybe he was like her rock fight partner or something like that. But I think that she probably will start a family right away. And can you imagine a burgeoning belly with these burgeoning hips? I mean, the plastic of it all. You know what I mean? And she's going to have a big belly, and she's short, and she's got the boobs and the hips. And I don't know what he does for a living. I just know that he's big time in jail for sex offender. Well, first degree manslaughter. Now, he served 7 years in prison, and he's also a sex offender. So that means that is a manslaughter a killer? So he's a killer and a sex offender. Well, Nikki, congratulations.
Wow. Well, Nikki, congratulations. So that's what she said about Nicki Minaj, okay? Oh, shout out to Risa Bad A for the $50 super chat. Shout out to Pretty Brown Chanel for the $10 super chat. We love you all here. Okay, you wanted us to stay a little bit longer, okay? 619-4205, you are live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you, dear?
Oh, hey, but what's going on? I haven't heard from you in a while. You been good?
Oh, I've been good. I'm always watching, though. Always watching.
Okay.
I first want to say this just because they keep bringing it up. I didn't even know who a Cash Now was until you mentioned her. And that's just the honest to God truth. Never heard her music. All the dolls look alike. Don't even know who she is. So I just want to get that out the way. My second thing I want to comment on is the whole Nicki Minaj and what Wendy Williams said about her. That was really shady, number one. And number two, I think people forget this. Nicki Minaj is a boss, right? And not everybody wants to marry another boss. I feel like when you have it all and you're on top of the world and you're a woman who has everything for herself, you look for a man with a different set of qualities because you don't need his money, you don't need his power. So maybe for Nicki, what he offer her is protection. He probably take care of that woman. That woman probably don't have to worry about no cars. She don't have to worry about simple things. You get what I'm saying? So he may provide a different service for Nicki that a woman that don't have money don't need. You get what I'm saying? I had a friend who is a really high nurse, and she married somebody who was really beneath her, and I didn't understand it. But I understood what he gave her is things that she couldn't give herself. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it ain't always about his power, because two bosses don't always match. And she's a really big boss. So why would you want to put a man that's a boss ahead of you if you already got it?
Okay, well, here's my thing. I know you are all for the black women empowerment, but my thing is, don't you think that, you know, as a black woman, it's kind of like, why does it always seem like the black woman should, you know, settle for a man beneath her?
This is true, but black men marry beneath them too, and nobody bat an eye. Black men
but
don't
they don't
get
marry black women beneath them, though. But
yeah,
that's
but
the thing.
They marry white women who are beneath them, who be maids and nannies and shit. They don't marry powerful white women.
So, right. So why can't a black woman marry a powerful black man? Like, why can't she hold out and say, you know what, I'm going to go get me a powerful black man?
That's true.
She black
could.
Women that's powerful, too.
That's true, she could, but what if Nicki Minaj is one of them A-type women that want to be the main boss and don't want to marry nobody who's bigger than her? What if she's that type of woman? What if she the type of woman that ain't marrying for money, that ain't marrying for power? She just wants somebody who's going to love her. And, you know, Nicki in the limelight all the time. What if she just wanted quiet when she go home and don't want to worry about all the noise outside the house? What if she wants somebody who, you know, every woman ain't less than over. What if she wants something that's only for her?
Right. You could be right.
Because she's been with men of power before. She's been with
yes.
men in the limelight before. Look how that shit turned out for her.
It didn't work.
So maybe she just wants something different. You know, not every woman want a powerful man. When you got it all already, you look for other traits that he can offer you.
All right. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right, so let me see this. Oh, my girl, she usually come in, but she not here. Let's see. 870-7778. You live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing? You sound like you know me.
I'm well, thank you, thank you. No, I don't know you. You know, I just watch your shows from time to time, listen to it. I like the content you bring, the things you talk about and stuff like that. I just wanted to call in, though. I didn't know that I would be linked in. I thought I was just calling in to listen. So that's
okay.
Why when,
is that what you want to do? You could just listen.
Oh, okay, okay. So how do I do that then? Because I guess it put me in some type of, like, card.
Okay, so listen, if you just want to listen, all you do is just listen, and then if you press 1, that means you want to be in the queue. But if you just want to listen, are you, like, on the road or something?
No, I'm sitting up here rolling up this weed, eating some tacos.
Oh, you can listen on YouTube, but you can listen on here too, if it's better for you. Whatever makes it easier for you. So, yep. I'll just put you on mute. All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right. Shout out to Hennessy and Hip Hop. So if he broke, but you love him, it's okay. Wow, a hot girl summer chick would never. You know, I'm just saying, I don't know. Here I am championing for the black women, and the black women today are telling me no. We don't want that. You know what I mean? Sometimes we want a dusty ass nigga. And I'll take it. But don't get mad at me when I say the black women only date dusty ass niggas. Like, because now I have the women saying it, okay? And so, and I see it in the comments. I see it on the calls. And, you know, I love y'all. But my thing is, y'all be so quick to crucify me. So it's like we can't win for losing. I'm not really sure what y'all want. Period. Pooh. Let's get into some things. Private caller, if you trolling, I'm hanging up right in your face. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. You can hear me?
Yes. Turn the volume down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. How are you?
Good. I can barely hear you.
Okay. I got my headphones on. Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the first thing I want to chime in on is what Wendy Williams said about Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
I don't see any issue with what she said about Nicki Minaj because Wendy Williams talks crap about everybody, and Nicki Minaj is not off limits. And not only Wendy feels it that way, there's a lot of people that feel that way because what Nicki raps in her music is not coming across with this relationship and this dynamics. You can't be promoting women empowerment and how you got to have this type of man and this type of man, but then you settle for somebody that's well below you and that has this whole resume full of chaos, you know, from the rape to the murder to the so on and so forth. And then he was with somebody when she met him. He has 5 kids by several different women. That's not what
he
portrays in her music. Yes, he does. Go Google it. He has 5 kids.
Ooh.
He has 5 kids.
Okay, well, here's
Kenneth
the thing where I feel like I feel like Wendy Williams did too much. Because in the past, Wendy Williams did talk about everybody, but she's not keeping that same energy. She doesn't talk that way about Kim Kardashian anymore. And you got to remember, Wendy Williams is being very biased because she's friends with Cardi B and Remy Ma. So that's where her commentary was. If Nicki Minaj called Wendy Williams today and was like, girl, let's squash whatever beef you said about me. Let's be cool. Wendy Williams would not have the same energy. Wendy Williams was supposed to go in on NeNe Leakes just last week, and then she barely even covered the story. But, you know, in the past, Wendy Williams used to drag NeNe Leakes, used to drag Blac Chyna, used to drag the Kardashians. Now, all of a sudden, she peruses right over the topics that are pertaining to them. So Wendy Williams is going soft. Wendy Williams is pure garbage at this point for what she's doing because she's not keeping that same energy with everybody.
But that's that goes with a lot of bloggers and a lot of people that give commentary. They don't keep that same energy with the people that they like versus the people they don't too much care for. Like even
I
on
agree.
Your channel, I listen to it a lot, and all I hear is a lot of Cardi B bashing, but I barely hear any Nicki Minaj bashing. Nicki Minaj says things just as worse as Cardi B, but people overlook what Nicki Minaj does, and as soon as Cardi B make a crazy video or tweet out something crazy or say something crazy, it's instant videos being made, instant commentary being made about her. But when Nicki Minaj talk about black girl tragic, black girl magic, the YouTube streets were silent. You barely heard anybody give any type of commentary on that, and she said, I don't give an F. Who don't like it?
Well, I don't talk about the black women stuff because, listen, let's get into that. Nicki Minaj said that, but they still support her. Cardi B called the black girls roaches. They still support her. I just simply said that OG looked like a monkey, and these black women have been feeling some type of way towards me, and they're going to be mad at me for the rest of my life. So, listen, I'm off the black girl stuff. I don't really care about the black girl topics because people don't want to hear the truth.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. People overlook a lot of the stuff that Nicki Minaj says and a lot of the stuff that Nicki Minaj does, a lot of the shade that Nicki Minaj throws. But anything Cardi B does, it's instantly caught, okay? And then now to get into the topic where we're talking about Cardi B say that she paved the way, Nicki Minaj, of course, has held it down for 10 years. We all know that. But we also know that Nicki Minaj has not open up doors for other young women to come through because there has been no women. Women started flooding the gates once Cardi B came in. That's
right.
A known fact. That's a known fact. So I don't understand why people people is so blinded by what she's saying and always trying to turn it into a negative when she's stating facts. If you don't like a person, you don't like a person. Point blank, period. I get it. Because Cardi B says a lot of controversial things. But at the end of the day, when somebody is speaking facts, you have to give them the props for what they're saying. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like their music. You don't have to like how they conduct or carry themselves. But you got to respect what they're saying if they're saying something that has some truth and some value to it. We wouldn't have had all of these women in the game at this moment had not somebody saw fit to bring Cardi B into the limelight. And then now you got all these people that's going and signing. Now these women are coming mainstream. Yeah, they probably was rapping before in their cities, in their area, but now they're becoming more mainstream. Now you're seeing a diversity of women that raps different, that has different styles, that has different flows. And that's a beautiful thing. We didn't have that. All you heard was the same person on the radio for the last 10 years.
Right. Well, so wait a minute. Hold on. So are you mad that she was able to be at that point for the last 10 years?
No, I'm not mad at all. Like, I salute her for being able to do that. But what I'm saying is that people can't be mad at this new wave of women that's coming in. People can't be mad at a woman that says that she was able to open the gates for this new stream of trap rappers, this new stream of women that's coming up. Whether you all feel like the bar is high or the bar is low, the fact of the matter is you have a whole slew of women that you have a variety of different music to listen to, where as opposed to several years back, you did not have that.
All right. I'm here for it, Carla.
You didn't have butt-shaking music. You ain't have City Girls. You ain't have all of this type of music. You know what I'm saying? You had the same music on radio for the last several years. And remember, Nicki Minaj went from trap to pop. So her and Cardi B is completely different. The music that they bring is different. So I don't understand why people keep trying to...
No, because they're trying to literally emulate Nicki Minaj's career. They're trying to transcend Cardi B into pop. They're trying to transcend... They move Cardi B into Latino, the Hispanic. They even gave Cardi B a music show because Nicki Minaj was a guest judge on American Idol. So they even created a space on Rhythm and Flow, a Netflix original series where Cardi B is judging rappers. She's in a rap competition, although she's a horrible judge, but she's comedic relief, okay? And they're putting Cardi B in movies, so they're literally emulating the Nicki Minaj career path. I just literally watched that special on VH1, and this is the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. When they talked about females in hip-hop, how dare you sit up there and place Cardi B and Nicki Minaj at the same place on the same level at the same time? So you're sitting here going to tell me that Nicki Minaj, who's worked 10, 11 years straight, is automatically being compared or at the same level as a bitch who's been here 2 years? How dare you? They're not even giving Nicki Minaj her single credit that is due. That was disrespectful as hell.
Okay. And, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I get it. But, I mean, Cardi B has been able to accomplish some of the things that Nicki Minaj has not been able to accomplish, whether Nicki Minaj has been blackballed or not. This girl has came in and has been able to accomplish something. Not something that she has tried to accomplish. This is something that she has been able to accomplish. So why does she get blamed for being able to accomplish these accolades that Nicki Minaj was not able to? Why does she get blamed for getting an Oscar? For getting a Grammy? Why does she get blamed for breaking records and getting number ones and all that other type of stuff? You need to be talking to the people that's supporting her, not the
okay.
artist herself.
I'm with you on that.
Because, I mean, people continuously keep attacking and attacking and attacking and attacking and attacking the artist. Don't attack the artist. What about her supporters? She has a lot of supporters, just like Nicki Minaj has a lot of supporters. If Nicki Minaj supporters, all of those 100-something million people were supporting her as much as they was bashing Cardi B, Nicki Minaj would be on top of the world.
Send me an email, Carla. We're going to bring you onto the show. We're going to Skype you in.
Okay, I'll send you an email.
Send me an email so we can do this. We can have this discussion. And maybe I swear to God, I'm gonna Skype you in, and we're gonna get into some things.
Okay.
Okay, I like you. We're gonna Skype you in.
Right.
Send me an email, thearmondwiggershow@gmail.com, and let me know that you're the caller, and then put in the subject line Skype in.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Okay. Yes, I am looking for guests who that. Yes, thank you. So I'm looking for guests that want to come onto the show and Skype in. I'm looking for guests that want to come in and do some commentary with me with these topics. Okay, so listen. So we get into some things. Okay, I got a lot of super chats that I need to read. Okay. So y'all don't want me to go anywhere, I can see. Okay, so let me get into these super chats. Okay. Hennessy and Hip Hop said, she must be supporting a girl who called black women roaches. Bye, caller. Hennessy is, she must support the girl who called black women bye, caller. Okay. And it's, again, girl, she called you a roach. Okay, he spent about 30, he or she had spent about $30 or $40 just to tell you that, caller. She really felt that way. Okay, so, you know, she is not here for you and your shenanigans. But we will bring you on the show live. This is the greatest show on YouTube. Listen, I need at least 400 people that are not subscribed right now to subscribe right now. Y'all know they said this is my only topic. These are my only, but yes, how dare I not talk about my three favorite topics, Nicki Minaj, Wendy Williams, and Cardi B. This is like magic. These are my favorite three people to talk about in the whole entire world. How could I not? And you guys clearly love it. All right. Okay. Galliano said, but none of these female rappers that are out are good. None of these girls can compete with male rappers like Nicki. Bar equals lower, period. Galliano also said, Nicki wants to be the boss. She wants to be able to control him. You cannot control a boss, so that's why she's with him. Meek was always on the road. Safari wanted the spotlight, and Ken is just regular. Safari was trash. Safari is a person that she probably wished that she never met. Safari is a clout chaser. I don't like Safari. Safari is just, Safari and Erica Mena are one of the same. Okay, my girl, shout out to the Unbothered Hoes Academy. That is my girl. That is my Kiki girlfriend. That is my Glitter Mermaid. I love her channel. She's a Kiki. I watch her all the time when I get a chance. Make sure you guys subscribe to her channel. We love her here at the Armand Wiggins Show. She says, black women as a collective do not understand why hypergamy, and they get angry when you tell them to raise their standards. Okay, she does not play with the black women collective. That has nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with her. And, you know, you all as a collective. Okay. Let me tell you something, because these black women be looking for anybody to blame. Girl, they blaming me for shit that they still were like, girl, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm not even on the show. Ain't that right, Lulu? Period. Okay. Let's take a couple calls. -1 you're live on the air.
All right, let's respond to the last caller. Let's talk directly to her. I don't know.
Well, I like how you get into it, because you just jump right in. I like that. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know what she smoked this morning. I don't know what side of the bed she woke up on.
Turn your volume up.
Sounded ridiculous. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
She must live in the upside down. The way she was explaining, Cardi is painted in the media is some weird. It's like the bottom of the barrel mentality. First of all, the Cardi is not the reason why there's more female rappers right now. How y'all going to attribute this woman's three years of popularity and all to all of these girls getting signed? That don't even make no sense. A lot of these girls was already making music and popping before her. And how is Cardi B and Remy Ma running with the same narrative? Did they both just open up door? How'd they do that? By beefing with Nicki? So both of y'all have to beef with Nicki to open the doors for other girls? Like, make it make sense. It don't even make no sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, how you gonna say, like, oh, snap, because of me, other girls is getting signed, the label is seeing it. No, you just took a deal that Atlantic offered to multiple other girls. Atlantic offered a deal to Atlantic offered a deal to Cupcake, to Lady LaSher, and multiple other girls to beef with Nicki for $250,000 or more. Like, and you just took the deal. So you didn't really open no doors. You just became the puppet that they needed. You just signed up for the puppetry. You know what I mean? You signed up for the puppet class. Like, you said, okay, cool. I need a puppet. I'm in. I'm right here. Boop. I don't really give her no respect for none of that. You can't shine for 3 years and just think you're about to overshadow somebody's 11-year career. You know what I mean? Like, Nicki was popping in 08. I remember it. Nicki was popping in 08, bruh. Cardi B was, she's my age. She probably was like 14. You know what I mean? 13 years old. Talking about, like, you're the reason why girls are rapping right now. That shit's crazy. It don't make no sense. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Shout out to the 916. You in California?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in the Bay Area.
Oh, me too. So we're not far.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. If you see me out and about in the Oakland or San Francisco, you know, give me a wave. I'm not mean.
I got you.
All right.
Oh, I got you.
All right, I got some new beats. We're gonna turn it up real quick because I'm feeling a little. Hold on, let me turn this down. Y'all gotta turn y'all stuff up because y'all messing my sound up. Shoot, y'all messing my stuff up. Can y'all hear me okay? Let me turn my music up. Hey, how many? Hey. Period, Paul. Okay. This makes me feel real ghetto. I feel real ghetto with this. Okay. Y'all said what? Girl, nobody. She wasn't sitting right. To get her to gather, girl, she wasn't looking right. Period, okay? I was not going to try her like that. Get up here a little. Girl, I'm going to start playing with her, bitch. I'm going to start playing with her in the background, okay? All right, y'all. So listen, we're going to take a couple more and then we're getting out of here. She says, someone said that, you play way too much. 619-8717, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Armand? Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on? You sound like you laughing or you crying. What's going on?
No, I was coughing. I was just smoking.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I want to talk about Nicki and what Wendy said too. I mean,
okay.
I think you're right. Since the summertime, Wendy's definitely been on some. I'm trying to talk about some people. I might say something about the Kardashians. I'm gonna end it with something nice. And even with Nicki, I thought she was cool because they shared that DJ. But I'm assuming DJ Booth wasn't there yesterday because she didn't pan over to him after she threw the shade. But I mean. She a headline. It's Nicki's name. I mean, she like the ring bells, like she said. So it was her. It was the topic on YouTube when you went to watch the Wendy Williams and Nicki Minaj's marriage, and she talked about it for 5 minutes, threw some shade, and went on to other stuff and started crying. I like Wendy, fine, but I mean, yeah, she just came in to throw some shade, and then with the caller that called in about Cardi B and talking about she paved the way. Like, I agree with the last dude that just called in. Cardi being paid away for nothing. I mean, strippers been rapping, and yes, she out here now. But like the other person said, like these other girls been rapping before. Even I heard you say something about Cash Doll. Cash was like signed to Republican, the same people who Nikki signed to. So I don't know if her career gonna take off, but they're definitely pushing it and they're trying to make it work. But yeah, that's kind of all I really wanted to say too, just kind of touch on all those topics.
All right, thank you, caller.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Okay, y'all, so we done been on here for a minute. Y'all still want to talk? I'm trying not to go live because they be telling me I be on here so long. Okay, 5 more minutes. We need a live later with the last 2 callers. Which one, Sandra? I need that girl to email me, and we need to go and do a live. I might get her on the show tonight if she want to go live tonight. All right, but y'all, after an hour, y'all start being interested. So we're going to wrap it. Oh, excuse me, Sham. We're going to wrap it up here. Okay, so the last 2 callers. Okay, so listen, the last 2, the guy and the girl that didn't agree, the 916 guy and the girl, email me and we can have a conversation. I'm going to try to set something up. Maybe we'll do like a Streamlab setup where I can get, you know, all of us on here. We can do a conference call live video. Okay? So email me if that's what you want to do. So we're not going to drag it on too low because once y'all start checking out, I'm starting to dip. If you haven't subscribed, please make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. I want to shout out to some of our bigger YouTubers that came into the chat today. It's always a good thing when you have your bigger YouTubers showing that they support and not just watching from the sidelines. Health with Keisha, is that her name? I'm not sure if that's her name, but if I didn't say it right, I'm sorry. Thank you for coming in here, girl, queen. Check her out. Thank you for making your presence known. There's a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't do that. So thank you, because when you come in the chat, you stand out. Again, I want to shout out to my girlfriend, Candace, with Daytime Tea Time, breaking exclusives and growing and doing crazy shit like over there at her platform. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. So I want to shout out to her too. And I want to thank you guys all for watching. And Lulu, any last words? No, she said, fuck you, behold. Don't do that. Nobody wants to hear her. She spent $15 to tell you that. Wow. My audience will not play. They will spend money to let you know that you are canceled. All right, guys. If you didn't make it through, next time, super chat your way to the top.